everyone. It's time to eat, drink, and be merry with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy.
Welcome, everybody. Shelley Wizen is back on the show today, and she is joining us to share how to make a Mediterranean chopped salad. You know, it's that time of year. Salad is good. Spring, summer. Actually, salad is good year-round. Shelley is awesome. She is one of our Big Blend radio experts and contributors for Big Blend magazine. She's the founder and CEO of the Soul Diving Institute, which is established to study and teach the art and science of being human. She's also the author of The Healing Journal, The Story of the Magical Baby Grand Piano, and her latest book is What Do You Bring to the Table? A Savory, Sensory, and Inspirational Guide to Living a Yummy, Delicious Life. It's out now through Amazon, all those great places, but you can go right to the book website. It's whatdoyoubringtothetablebook.com. And also learn more about her Soul Diving Institute. She's got so much great information on there. I encourage you to go to souldivinginstitute.com. And she's on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and all those great places. But welcome back, Shelley. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Lisa. Thank you for having me. This is so fun. I love
it. It is fun.
With you. Yeah.
We're always having fun with you on the show. And, you know, the first time you talked about recipes and cooking, you were on the show with Linda Kassam, the food, wine, and shopping diva.
Uh-huh.
And now we get to call you the soul diving diva.
I love that. The soul diving diva. I'm going to definitely take that on. That's a good one. I like that.
I like it. And,
oh, me too.
You know,
I'm
the
give
first
you
time you were on the show,
you
were talking about chocolate cake when we're talking about recipes. Today it is Mike's Mighty Mediterranean Chopped Salad, and this is a recipe that is featured in your book, What Do You Bring to the Table? It's a chopped salad, and what I love about what you write in your book and, you know, just who you are and what you also, you know, put out into the world through souldivinginstitute.com is you talk a lot about being present, being honest with yourself, authentic, being human, as you say, but also mindfulness. And before we get into the recipe ingredients, making a chopped salad, you know, doing the prep work of a salad, that to me has got to be one of the epitomes of mindfulness because you're looking at the ingredients, you're washing them, you're prepping them, you're chopping them. So when you make a salad like this, is that part of it for you?
Absolutely. That's definitely part of it. It's part of the whole cooking experience and being present experience. It's both. So we get to have a huge life lesson just in, and I don't even want to use the word just, in chopping, in preparing, in bringing energy into the food that you're making for yourself or for anyone else. And it's fun. That's part of the fun. You activate all your senses. You get to have a sense of your eyes get a treat because you get to look at all the beautiful colors of the different vegetables and nuts or seeds or whatever, all the different textures, and then you get the taste and you get different flavors from everything and the sense of smell because citrus and everything smells so, and cilantro, you know, you can smell, and so then you have your sense of hearing. You hear the cutting of the vegetables, you hear it chop, chop, chop. There's something satisfying about that and the crunch. And even when you're chewing, you get the crunch factor. So it really activates all your senses just in having a salad, a chopped salad.
Mm.
So yeah. It's all part
of
it. You
gotta slow down. Because you can't just swallow your salad. You'll have problems.
Yeah.
Or you could.
Contention. If you really enjoy the bites that you're eating and you chew them with delight, that energy is going to go into your body.
Mm.
And even if it's fast, sometimes I like to put big mouthfuls in my mouth. I like the feeling of having a mouthful of something and chopping it, taking time to chop it down. It's kind of fun.
Mm.
You know,
I love salad. I really do. And this salad is for your son-in-law, Mike. And you say in your book that, you know, your family's very sports-oriented, health-conscious. But this recipe itself is something you learned from when you lived in Israel for 2.5 years?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. You have a good memory. Yeah.
But that's
exactly.
Awesome, though. But
yeah.
Being over there for 2.5 years, what were you doing?
what were
you doing overseas?
Well, okay, here's what I did. I fell in love with my Israeli hero is what I did. And I was living on a kibbutz. It's like a commune, and we raised chickens, and we had banana fields and grape fields and grapefruit fields and orange fields. And I worked in the grape fields and the banana fields. And that's where 2 weeks into the kibbutz, it's called a kibbutz, in he walks, this soldier with a green khaki outfit, with black boots, a red beret, which means he was a paratrooper, one unibrow, and dark and handsome. I mean, oh my God, he was so handsome. And I said, oh my, and this is 2 weeks after I got there, oh my God, that's the man I'm going to marry. I can't believe it. And he became my Israeli hero, and I married an image. Now, the image didn't exist in the man, but the image, I fell in love with the image. He had a guitar on one shoulder and an Uzi rifle on the other, and I said, oh, my God, he's going to serenade me and protect me the rest of my life.
I love this. Okay, so I knew we were going to go deeper than salad here, but you know, I love what you say about you fell in love with the image, and so many of us do, and then we have the little jolt of like, oops, you know, but I think it's important to have those moments whether or not you act upon them.
You know what? I say go for it. If you feel something, just go for it. Do it. How are you going to know if you don't just go for it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. I mean, I was 19. I bought a one-way ticket to Europe when I was 19, and I ended up in Israel. I decided to go to Israel before I decided to go if I was going to live in Morocco, because I was in Morocco before I went to Israel. And I was making drums with a family.
Okay, so you were in Morocco before that, making drums.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like you. I'm a nomad, too.
Yeah, and this is why Nancy and I like you. Yeah, there's a free spirit. But that's the thing. If we don't live those kind of, we have to. We're not supposed to be all boxed up.
Right. Or we can. If somebody wants to be boxed up, if they like to be boxed up, if they like to be in a small space and just be, that's so what?
No, that's
true
too. Yeah, I do.
Mean, there's
You're
no
right.
judgment on how anybody's going to live their life. No judgment. But they choose to do. But you know what? Have fucking fun. Have fun.
Exactly. You're supposed to do what
you want.
As long as you're not
fun.
Hurting anyone. Don't hurt anybody.
Of course.
Or animals. Don't hurt animals.
Of course. Don't hurt anybody.
Be nice to
kind.
Nature.
What kind of human being do you want to be? It's just like in the salad. You know, we have these gorgeous ingredients that go into making a salad and tasting a salad. What I like about a chopped salad is that you get different tastes in one bite. I like it. You get lettuce, you get cucumber, you get tomato, you get almonds, you get seeds, chia seeds, you get, you know, those all in one bite with lemon and olive oil. And it's just, and of course, everything but the bagel seasoning, because that's like my favorite.
I like that.
It's like when you just jump into it. Just jump into it. If you're going to make a salad, do it the same as like you're going on vacation. You're excited about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we get excited when we go on vacation.
But to me, this is exciting because you're also doing your own salad dressing, which I think is good. And, you know, you've got all these little flavors in there. I do want to touch on some of the, I want to go through the list of ingredients you've got. And everyone, the recipe is up on blendradioandtv.com and will also be in the summer issue of Big Blend Radio and TV magazine. But also, just go get the book. Just saying. That's my judgment.
we could offer that chapter if you want from the book, the free chapter 4, where they get a smidge of a life lesson, a mindful meditation, and the recipe. We could give that away.
I like that.
You want to give to
your
listeners. Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll
go. We'll hook you up with the link, everybody, on the radio show page and on the recipe page. We'll go put the link up there for you.
Yeah.
Let's go through the first thing is you say 10 Persian cucumbers, preferably Melissa's organic. We love Melissa's and we see them all around the country
Melissa's.
Where we travel.
Yeah.
What is a Persian cucumber versus a regular one?
Oh, Persian cucumber are very small and thin. Or there's Japanese cucumbers that are thin and they're longer. Persian cucumbers are more like a pickle, but pickle size, and they're thin seeds, tiny little seeds. You can eat the whole thing. You can eat the peel. You can eat everything. It's not some cucumbers that are big cucumbers. You need to peel them because the peel is too hard, too thick, and the seeds are too big. They're harder to digest. But the Persian cucumbers are just perfect. They're perfect for like Persian. And
they're nice and cooling.
They're
cooling for your body, cucumber.
Yes.
Really nice and cooling.
Yes.
You talk about four large tomatoes. You say on the vine or cherry tomatoes. And then romaine lettuce. We know that. And then cilantro, and you're saying organic. So you like to use organic a lot.
I love organic. I use organic most of everything I do is organic. If every now and then I can't get an organic something, I'll buy regular. But the ratio is very large towards organic.
Do the best you can, And if you don't have organic, kind of just bless it and say, I know you're going to be okay for my body.
Exactly right. See, you're changing the energy of the food that goes into you by making an intention, setting an intention.
I love making salad. And so you're basically putting this all into quarter slices, half-inch slices. But you've got the toasted almonds, a quarter cup of toasted almonds. But then you do this tablespoon mix of sesame seeds, hemp seeds. So now everyone's going to be super happy and want to be really, they're going to dig into their food a lot. And then chia seeds. So these seeds, which I think sometimes we forget that seeds are really nutritious for our bodies. In fact, chia seeds, I know someone who did like majority of the Pacific, not the Pacific Crest Trail, the Appalachian Trail, and chia seeds were like, for hikers and long distance runners, they use chia seeds a lot.
Chia seeds are very high in omegas, and that adds the fun crunch factor too to the salad. Most Mediterranean salads are very nice. I love them. That's why, I learned it in Israel. And usually with lemon and garlic oil, and oil and garlic and stuff, maybe some little red onions and stuff like that. But they're not normally adding with the chia seeds, the super seeds, I call them. And they not only add the crunch factor, but it is a great source of omega-3s and minerals, magnesium, zinc, all these things that our body needs. And, I was inspired by Mike. He's such an inspiration to me. I just wanted to shout out to my son-in-law. He's such a fine man. And he's such a beautiful father and a wonderful dad. And right now I have my whole entire family living with me in a two-bedroom apartment. I'm the opposite of what you're doing. And while their house is being repaired. So we're all under the same roof. We're going on 3 weeks. And I have my son-in-law, my daughter, and my three grandchildren. And at the beginning, we had their two dogs, or their three dogs, but their three dogs went to the mother-in-law's house. So I feel very blessed. I get to be with my family. My bedroom is the sleeping room with all my grandchildren and me, and I love it. There are twin 15-year-olds and 11-year-olds. And it's just delightful. Yeah, just delightful. So we cook together, and they all play soccer and, baseball. We've got baseball games, soccer games, and, In fact, my granddaughter is playing soccer right now. So I couldn't go because I have this interview. But, it's delightful. I love feeding them.
And that's part of the culture, too, when you think of we have Ruth Milstein on our show as well, and Wanda wants to put the two of you on the show together. She's from Israel.
Oh,
and,
great.
Yeah, she's the author of Cooking with Love, the new Israeli cuisine.
I love that.
And her whole thing is about she wants to feed people and make them happy through their food. And
she
does it very much, her cultural background, and it's just who she is, too. But,
right.
Did you experience that in Israel?
Oh, yeah. And they laughed at me because I taught them, okay, I lived, so I got off the kibbutz, and then I moved to Yafa, which is the old part of Tel Aviv by the water. And I lived with his family and on the fifth floor of a building built by the English in 1948, and there was no elevator. And we lived on the roof of this building. So they were from Iraq and Georgia, that was it, and Turkey was his family. And so they taught me how to make all these Iraqi dishes, like what do you call it? Oh, all of a sudden it went out of my head. Anyway, all these Iraqi dishes, and I taught them how to make Jewish chicken soup, and I made it in a big vat, in a big, huge pot. I love making soup. And they said, oh, my God, the whole neighborhood could dive into the pot of chicken soup. And it was just delightful to cook for everybody. I love that. It is a way of love. That's what I say, bring love into everything you do, including cooking, into everything you do, all your experiences. Cooking is one way, you know.
The last time you were on the show, we had our little spring party, and you were talking about it's really about the choices you make. Who do you want to be? And you were talking about that in the beginning of the conversation today, too. And I think it's the same when you're cooking. Like, especially, you know, I think this is interesting. We cook for others, and we will be a little bit more thoughtful. But sometimes if we're just cooking for ourselves, you know, look, especially single women, man, we'll get in the kitchen and just get the jar of mayonnaise and a piece of chicken and stick it in there and say, that's dinner. And we kind of have to change that culture, I think. I mean, it's fun to do at times when you're busy or whatever, but I think even when we're cooking for ourselves, we have to realize that we are taking care of ourselves.
We get to realize that. We get to realize that. That's absolutely right. And I mean, some of the things I come up with, I make for myself first. You know, I'll just have an inkling to make a soup. So, as I said before, I go to the market and I say which ingredients want to come in my soup, and then I bring them home and I go to maybe five or six different recipes of that nature, and then I pick ingredients that call to me that want to be in the soup. Kind of the same thing with this Mighty Mediterranean chopped salad.
Yeah, I love this. And part of it is making your own salad dressing. How important is that these days? You look at what's in salad dressings, and you might as well go eat fast food.
We're a little deceived about that. But, you know, even that, you know, every now and again, if that's what you want, get it. To me, it's what the energy you bring to what it is that you want. If you're going to damn it before it even gets into your body, and what energy are you sending it?
Yeah.
So as long as when you do eat it, just bless it, like you said before, and send it with love, and it'll go in, and, you know, I think that's how the Swamis did it, and they would take mercury, and nothing would happen to their bodies.
Wow. Well, you know,
it's
kind of interesting because, you know, with us traveling, and you know this as a traveler, you're in different circumstances eating meals with people that is cooked for you, and maybe they're using ingredients that you really don't like. Like, that is not your favorite thing. And you know it's coming towards you, and I don't even look at Nancy. if it's broccoli, man, she's going to look at me like, oh, not again.
There's this thing
where you can't not eat it, and you have to get over it, and if you start to make the comments or the looks at each other, you've already made it difficult, and you've already made up your mind.
Here's the deal with that. Here's the solution for that. Because you don't like it so much, it means your body has an allergy to it. It resists it. So all you have to say is, thank you so much. My body doesn't like it. I'm allergic to it. It's not offensive. You're not telling somebody you don't like their broccoli, or how they made it, or that it's offensive, because you're not eating it, allowing to yourself to be what it is. You're allergic to it. You don't want it. Your body doesn't want it, doesn't like it. Right?
Nancy's going to love that.
Tell Nancy about that. Yeah.
Oh, she's going to love that. When she listens to this, She's going to look at that. She's allergic to all green vegetables then, Shelley.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go. She's allergic to green vegetables. That's so be it. So what?
Except for pickles and lettuce.
Okay,
no,
there
she's
you go.
See, we're getting there.
Too green.
Well,
too green.
I think there is something about not liking certain things. And we have to do that mind over matter thing. And sometimes you're pleasantly surprised. And maybe it's just that you've eaten it in ways that didn't, the way something was prepared or cooked.
Yeah.
But, so there are pleasant surprises. And so, but I know that if we start to communicate with each other, then we're making it harder. And, but you're right. I think there's certain things that you just know, oh no. And I think it's like now, as we, age, things change, allergies change in your body, and I'm allergic to tree nuts now. Not a total allergy thing, like if seafood, we're both down, we can't breathe, take us to the hospital. But tree nuts, not so much. That's why I'm really intrigued about the seeds, because I think like hemp seeds and chia seeds I can do. Sesame sometimes gets weird, but I'm thinking that because we're not getting omegas, that we should look at chia seeds now. That might be a good idea. Yeah.
And hemp seeds also have a lot of protein.
And flax is good too. But when you do the seeds, do you keep them nice and crunchy though, right?
I keep them in the refrigerator. I keep all my nuts in the refrigerator.
Okay. That's a good idea. Yeah, they don't get acidic.
They stay fresh, and they don't go rancid in room temperature.
Okay, cool. This is awesome. Shelley, you're always got some good food. You're all about living the yummy, delicious life, and this is definitely, I'm going to make it today. This is good. I just need to go get some cheese. But everyone, the book, again, is What Do You Bring to the Table? A Savory, Sensory, and Inspirational Guide to Living a Yummy, Delicious Life. Again, it's by Shelley Wizen. And Shelley is a whiz in the kitchen. She is. And keep up with her Soul Diving Institute. You can go to souldivinginstitute.com. And again, the website for the book is What Do You Bring to the Table? Book.com. And you can go get that online as well at Amazon, all those places, or go right to her website. You can also read her articles and listen to past interviews on Blend Radio and TV.com. And Shelley, you know we love music, as I know you love music.
I do.
And this song, we're playing Super Groove. Super Groove is the title track to the latest album by Andy Watts. And I wanted to play this. Andy is known as Israel's Ambassador of the Blues. He's a super cool dude, and he was on our show last year with his album, and we ended up on a conversation about eating healthy, and we were just talking about olive oil and Israeli food, and I just thought, well, we got to play this then, because it just makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And if you eat good, you can have a super groove, because why not?
There you go. Why not? Yeah.
And everyone, Andy's website is andywattsguitarslinger.com. So thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure, Shelley.
Oh, you too, Lisa. Thank you too.
Until next time, here's some super groove.